ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It was a pastor who tells the following story. He says, one of our youth pastors was leaving to go on a mission trip on the same day my wife and I returned from a mission trip to France to encourage our missionaries there. As we closed the service, I brought my wife on stage on live TV and illustrated how French churches greeted one another with a holy kiss as they come into church and as they leave. We kissed each other on the side of the face, and the people smiled and said, "Aw." Then I closed the service by having our youth pastor and his wife stand in front of the church for our people to come by and give them a farewell hug. Well, what I meant to say was, come through the line and give more than a hug. Be like the French churches and give them a holy kiss farewell. What I said was totally different and very embarrassing. I shockingly said on live TV, "Now, church family, our youth pastor and his wife are up at the front. Why don't you come by and give them a French kiss?" He said, "I could have died." Well, some of us probably perhaps might die if we thought we would be called to be a missionary or to go on a mission trip. And certainly this Sunday in our lectionary is called World Mission Sunday. And so I want to talk about world missions because we don't often think about the importance of missions around the world. We don't think about the importance of sharing the gospel with people beyond our land. And so Christianity really is as big as it is because of the missionary spirit of so many people throughout the centuries who have taken Christ's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations. In fact, in Matthew's gospel, later on it says this, it says Jesus was about to ascend into heaven, and he gave one final instruction to his apostles and disciples. He said, they saw him and they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age." Mark's gospel had these words, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation." In Luke's gospel, Jesus said, "This is what is written, the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." So in our gospel lesson today, Jesus was talking about his disciples receiving power when the Holy Spirit had come upon them. And so they were not able to do the ministry or be a witness for Christ until they were filled with the Holy Spirit, until they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. And so in all three of these gospel accounts, we see Jesus giving his disciples and his followers all of these instructions, really are marching orders, if you will. We're to make disciples for Jesus. In other words, we're trying to bring people to know Christ and to have him be the Savior and the Lord of their lives. And as we do so, we're also to baptize them in the name of the Trinity and to teach them to obey everything that Jesus has commanded us to do in our lives. The good news is to be taken in all the world. You may not know this, but there are 17,432 total people groups in the world. And of those, 7,402 are unreached people groups. In other words, they've never heard the gospel. They've never heard about Jesus. They've never heard about the Bible, any of those things. And so that means that there are 41.5% of the people in the world who don't really know anything about Jesus Christ, which is why you can see the importance of world missions, why people are going out into the world to try to share the gospel with others. The church has established missionary organizations to send people out into the world to share the gospel. And there are also organizations that are trying to translate the Bible into the languages of these various people groups. And so the church has two main ways of reaching the lost, and that is through long-term mission trips and short-term mission trips. Long-term missionaries have a heart and a desire to reach unreached people. They have a real desire to share the gospel with people who have not heard it before, and they're willing to give much, if not most, of their lives to that end. They are certainly people who are willing to sacrifice much in order to be able to share the gospel with other people. And there was a kid in my youth group back in California who has gone on to be a missionary in Muslim Tunisia. He and his family are there and have been there for many years seeking to reach the Muslim people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of you may have gone on short-term mission trips, and as you know, I've been on a couple to Africa, northern Malawi, and southern Malawi. And those have always been awesome times because when I was able to go on those trips, the team and I were able to minister to many different people and to share the gospel with them. On one occasion, we had the opportunity to minister to over 800 people at one time. And so it was a really fulfilling experience, but also it gave me a whole new perspective on the importance of sharing the gospel with other people in other lands. Our diocese has a World Missions Committee that can help anyone who wants to either become a full-time missionary or to go on a short-term mission trip to do so. And I found many of these trips help give a better perspective on the fact that there are many people who really need to hear the gospel message. If you can't or you don't feel like that you're called to be a missionary, you can still participate. You can do so by helping perhaps to fund a missionary or to help fund a missionary. And by doing so, you're freeing them up to be able to focus on what they're called to do, and that is to reach the people to whom they're sent, so that they don't have to spend as much time fundraising as missionaries often do. Of course, the mission field is not far from any of us. Outside of our church, the community is filled with people who don't know the Lord, people who have yet to embrace Him as their Savior. We can view ourselves as missionaries to our communities, to our cities, to our state, and even to our country. Now, you may not realize this, but there are actually other countries that are sending missionaries to the United States. Can you imagine that? Jesus calls us to be fishers of people. That means that we can try to do what we can to become fully equipped and prepared fishers. Being prepared, however, is not enough. I remember a story of a peculiar fisherman in Minnesota who was trained to be a fisherman. He knew how to fish. He had all the right equipment. He had all the right bait and line and pole and net and all those sorts of things. But he had a problem. He never caught a single fish, not even one. He had his own boat, in fact. And the reason why he never caught a single fish is because he never went out fishing. He had all the right equipment, but he never went out in the boat, never got off the dock. It's important for us to try to become as familiar as we can with how to share the gospel. And we can do that through many different methods. Our diocese has a particular course that we can take to learn how to share our faith. But there are also many resources on the internet that can help us to become more familiar or better equipped to share our faith with others. You don't have to wait until you're fully equipped, however, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. You can do so just by having a willingness to do so, and then by relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, which is what the apostles and disciples did when they shared their faith. We saw the church growing so rapidly. And so as we learn how to share our faith, and as we are directed by the Holy Spirit to share our faith with others, with an individual or on a mission trip, then we really are fulfilling one of the Lord's main commands. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you have sent out people into the world to share the good news of Jesus. We ask that you would speak to us and direct us in how we are best to share our faith, whether it be in a long-term mission or short-term mission trip or just in our neighborhoods, whatever the case may be. Lord, would you prepare us to do so, and would you empower us to be effective witnesses out in the world so that your kingdom may grow and your church may grow? We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.